啊，弟兄姊妹，那个，我今天愿意交通的跟夏令会还有跟西岸聚会是有相关的。
Brothers and sisters, today I will share something related to what we heard in the retreat and also in WCCC.
也许我可以说这个题目就是我们经过坐行站呢，能够持守主的见证。
The topic is through sit, walk, stand. We can
持守主的见证。
We can hold on to his testimony.
我们请翻到撒母耳记下23章。
Let's turn to 2 Samuel 23.
这是夏令会最后一堂我们弟兄用的章节。
This is the last session, in the last session of the retreat, this is the passage that our brother used.
我想因为不是每个人都去啊，我稍微念一下。
Because not everybody went, so we're going to read this passage.
我选一下。撒母耳记下第23章第一节到第七节。
2 Samuel 23, verses 1-7.
那我就只念中文。
We'll just read in Chinese.
以下是大卫末了的话，耶西的儿子大卫得居高位，是雅各神所高的，做以色列的美歌者说，耶华的灵借着我说，他的话在我口中，以色列的神，以色列的磐石，晓谕我说，那以公义治理人民的，敬畏神，执掌权柄，他必像日出的晨光，如无云的清晨，雨后的晴光，使地发生嫩草。我家在神面前并非如此，神却与我立永远的约，这约凡事坚稳，关乎我的一切救恩和我一切所想望的，他岂不为我成就吗？但匪类都必像荆棘被丢弃，人不敢用手拿他，拿他的人必带铁器和枪杆，终究他必被火焚烧。这是然后第八节
then verse 8
可以翻译。大卫勇士的名字记在下面，他格门人约瑟巴舍，又称伊斯尼人雅底纳，他是军长的统领，一时击杀了800人。第23章第八
These be the names of the mighty men whom David had, that Tachmonite that sat in the seat, chief among the captains. The same was Adino the Esnite. He lift up his spear against 800 whom he slew at one time.
第九节，还是得念完。第九跟第十哈，其次是雅和人朵多的儿子以利亚撒。从前非利士人聚集要打仗，以色列人迎着上去，有跟随大卫的三个勇士向非利士人骂阵，其中有以利亚撒。他起来击杀非利士人，直到手臂疲乏，手黏住刀把。那日耶和华使以色列人大获全胜，众民在以利亚撒后头专夺财物。
Then 9 and 10, and after him was Eleazar the son of Dodo and the Ahonite height, one of the three mighty men with David. When they defied the Philistines, they were there gathered together to battle, and the men of Israel were gone away.He arose and smote the Philistine until his hand was weary, and his hand clave unto the sword, and the Lord wrought a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to spoil.
最后再念11跟12。
And then 11 and 12.
其次是哈拉人雅基的儿子沙玛。一日，非利士人聚集成群，在一块长满红豆的田里，众民就在非利士人面前逃跑。沙玛却站在那田间击杀非利士人，救护了那田，耶和华使以色列人大获全胜。
And after him was Shammah the son of Agi and Hararite. The Philistines were gathered together into a troop, where was a piece of ground full of lentils, and the people fled from the Philistines. But he stood in the midst of the ground and defended it and slew the Philistines, and the Lord wrought a great victory.
我有点简短的祷告。
We have a short time of prayer.
主耶稣，我们一同来到面前。
Lord Jesus, we come before you.
主啊，我们承认器皿是软弱的。
We know, we admit that this vessel is weak.
主啊，为那 能够为神说话，这是令人震惊的。
It's amazing to be able to speak for the Lord.
主啊，但是我们求主仰，我们仰望你，求你的怜悯。
But we look to you for your mercy.
让在这个末后的世代，再次借你的恩言作为鼓舞的话。
During this end time, that your word be a word of encouragement to us.
我们心收聚在你的面前。
We gather our hearts before you.
主啊，愿你护庇，也叫我们在这段时间里面摸着你。
Cover us and that we may truly touch you.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 那个，当我在回家之后复习夏令会的第六堂的部分的时候
，When I was reviewing part of the sixth session of the retreat，
那我有两个额外的感觉。
I have two special feeling towards it。
就是说，当弟兄用这个撒母耳记下二十三章
，When our brother used Second Samuel 23，
我们刚刚念的第一个部分啊，第一节开始是大卫末了的话。
We saw here the first verse that it is the last word of David。
就是说虽然我们 不敢确定这个撒母耳记上下是是谁 哪一位是作者是或是哪些人是作者。
We cannot for sure say who are the author of 2 Samuel.
但是我们知道这个记载呢是着重在大卫他的生平。
But this zero in on the life of David.
然后神也借着大卫这个器皿呢把以色列人带进国度的时代。
And through this vessel David, the Lord brought Israel into the age of the kingdom.
所以大卫是一个转移时代的一个器皿。
And so David is a vessel that changed the era.
所以当那个作者写到二十三章的时候，他好像差不多写完了，所以他就写大卫。可能是临终之前讲的一段的话。
And so towards the end of 2 Samuel, the author recorded the last words of David.
然后临终的那个言语写完之后呢
？After he wrote the last words,
哎，奇怪，这个作者就开始去数算大卫的勇士。
Then he started counting the mighty men of David.
所以我们可以感觉圣灵在这边有一些话要对我们说。
And so we felt the Holy Spirit has something to tell us.
不过岔开一下，那个二十四章又多了一章。
But then, there was an additional chapter 24.
然后那边写到大卫一个失败的软弱。
And then talked about the failure and weakness of David.
所以我觉得这个作者好像写完之后，突然想到大卫还有一个坏事情要把它写下来。
So as if the author all of a sudden thought, oh, there's one more thing, the weakness of David that has to be recorded in this book.
一方面他很忠实的把这个大卫的软弱记载。
He faithfully recorded this weakness.
当然这个最后一章他那个地点呢也是后面圣殿建造的地点，所以他的背景的一个故事。
But this location is the location of where they eventually built the temple.
但不管怎么样，我觉得这个大卫的生平，这位作者写的时候呢，二十三章似乎是他的一个结束。
So, but you can feel that as if chapter 23 is the concluding chapter of this book.
所以我就在想，当一个人到了他临终的时候呢，他心中到底在想什么
？So, well, I was thinking, what does a man think about in his last day?
对他回顾他的一生。
He probably remember his life.
然后他思想说，他是神竟然用他呢，能够转移了这个以色列的时代。
And then the Lord used him to turn from one era to another.
所以我这边我一点感觉就是说，大卫似乎在他末了的时候呢，觉得他好像他应该是守住了神要他守住的。
And I'm sure David kept.What the Lord wants him to keep.
但是是借着神的恩典，也就是借着神的约。
But then it is through God's grace and God's covenant.
所以他想，他形容耶和华神的时候，他说他是那位磐石。
And that's why the way he describes God is he is that solid rock.
然后他想到他一生的时候呢，他觉得神的确施恩给他，叫他成为一个晨光。
And truly, the Lord gave him grace to be a.light of the morning.
那个日头呢？那个是不改变的，就是说 从一个观念来讲是一个不改变的。
Because the son is something that doesn't change.
他想到说神与他立的永远的约是稳固不变的。
And that covenant that the Lord made with him is something that is never going to change.
如果没有神的话他就像荆棘一样。
Without God, he would be like a thorn bush.
他吹来吹去一烧就没了。
Would be blown away and be burned and then becomes nothing.
然后第二个感觉。
So the second feeling here.
就是当这个大卫作王预表主耶稣作王。
David being king represents Jesus becoming king.
也预表了将来当主来的时候呢他在这个地上执掌王权建立他的国度。
And also shows that the Lord will be coming one day and establish his kingdom on the earth.
当这个大卫的这个国度已经转移应该说已经转移过来之后。
So after the change to the kingdom,
然后圣灵就在这边记载这些勇士也就是新约所谓的得胜者。
Then the Holy Spirit numbered this mighty man.
所以这边就给我一个感觉当这个国度被建立起来大卫的确是那位王。
So truly, after the kingdom has been established, David was the rightful king.
好像他是那个最focus, 他是那个中心点。
He was the focus of everything.
但是神没有忘记那些当初跟随他的能够跟他一同打仗的那批勇士。
And yet the Lord did not forget those mighty men who fought with David.
神没有忘记这些忠心跟随大卫然后是跟随他然后一直到底的这些勇士。
He did not forget those faithful men who followed David until the end.
所以这边给我们一个感觉当主耶稣降临在地上建立国度之后
When the Lord come and establish his kingdom on earth,
所以这些的得胜者呢，主是似乎在那边一一的数点，他是没有忘记。
These overcomers, the Lord will number and will not forget them.
在这些大卫所代表的这批勇士的当中
，So this mighty man of David.
然后前面三个呢是最珍贵的。
The first three.Are the most honored.
所以我们弟兄用这三位来讲到要持守主的真道。
And so our brother used these three to talk about how to keep God's truth.
当我回家反复去默想的时候呢
？And so when I went home and meditate on this,
我就觉得有一件事好像这个很有意思。
It's very interesting.
就是。尼拓森弟兄有一本书叫做《坐行站》。
Our brother has a book called Sit, Walk, Stand.
他主要是讲到以弗所书。
Brother Nee spoke on Ephesians using this book.
以弗所书是一个我们公认是启示非常高的一本书。
We know that the book of Ephesians recorded the highest revelation from God.
但我们弟兄似乎用一个非常经典的三个字呢 来表达。
And yet, our brother used something very simple and concise to speak about this book.
也就是说，用坐行站这三个字呢，要我们怎么样去完成神的旨意。
Using these three words, sit, walk, stand, to tell us how do we fulfill God's purpose.
然后我就发现这三位勇士呢，刚好就是三个特性。
And I discovered these three mighty men have these three characteristics.
第一个人叫做约瑟巴设。
The first one was Joseph Bathsheba.
这个约瑟巴设这个原文的意思就是坐或是住的意思。
So the original meaning of this name is set.
所以很稀奇这个勇士好像不太勇，就是好像天天坐在那边。
You will feel why would a mighty man just be sitting down there?
但是我们弟兄也交通到说，这位勇士呢，他一方面如果从他角度来看，他坐在那边，因为他安息。
But our brother shared that it's because he is in a resting position, so he can sit in the seat.
为什么他能够安息的坐在那边呢
？How can he be resting?
因为他看见耶和华是以色列军队的元帅。
Because he sees that the Lord is the captain of the host.
他看见说，这个 所有的这个征战呢，都是掌管在这个耶和华神的手中。
All this warfare is in the hand of the Lord.
然后我们在那个这个打仗的时候呢，不是依靠自己的势力，乃是依靠那位这个至大的这位元帅。
And in this warfare, we're not depending on our own strength, but on the Lord, the highest.
他有一次呢，击杀了800个人。
At one time, he killed 800.
就我就想起来，有时候以前有看过一些什么这个武打片的片段。
So I, you know, before I watched this war, movies.
对，有时候什么李小龙要打个十几二十个人嘛。
Or like Long Fei Li,
Bruce Lee.
But like he would kill, you know, people, how many? a bunch of people.
打败一个人打败一二十个人。
Okay, so 10-20 people at once.
所以哇，这已经很厉害了。
And so that to me is very, it's already something.
你知道吗？当一个人他一次击杀了八百个人。
But this person here killed 800 in one time.
他这个打仗的时候，他自己可能没有感觉啊。
Maybe he didn't sense this.
他回头一看的时候，哇，我之前竟然只打败了八百个人。
But when he looked back, then he realized he slew 800 at once.
我想他心中必定要说，这个是神所做的。
I'm sure in his heart he said, "This is of the Lord."
这只有神的大能才能够。有这样的一个得胜。
Only God can have this kind of victory.
所以这个约瑟发射呢，就代表是一个做，就是他看见神是掌权的那位。
So Joseph Bathsheba represents sitting.
然后第二位叫做以利亚撒。
The second one is Eleazar.
这个以利亚撒是非常，就是他的描述里面是非常积极的。
We can see that he is.The description of him is very active.
他是行动派。
So he's walking.
所以当有敌人聚集的时候呢
？So when there are enemies.
他不仅主动上去骂阵。
Not only did he get up and defy them.
所以这个表明是一个征战的一个祷告。
This represents a prayer of warfare.
而且他在那边击杀这些的仇敌。
And then he killed the enemy.
他到这个手臂这个疲倦的时候呢，手竟然黏住刀把。
And when his hand was weary, his hand clave to the sword.
所以那一次呢，以色列人大获全胜。
And so they got a great victory that day.
所以我们弟兄特别提醒我们。
And so our brother reminded us.
我们今天知道很多神的道理跟知识。
Today we know a lot of God's doctrine.
这些好像一把刀一样。
It is kind of like a sword.
但是这个刀呢，如果我们不去经历去用的话呢，只是挂在墙上的刀。
But this sword, unless we go and experience it, it would be just like hanging on the wall as a decoration.
所以这个行这件事情呢，就是要我们活出，然后真实的经历神的话。
So this walking means we have to experience God's word.
然后第三个叫做沙马。
And then the third one is Shama.
这个红有一次有一堆敌人要来占据这个红豆田。
So one time the Philistines want to take over this plot of lentils.
这个红豆田可能是我也不晓得为什么，但是这个红田可能非常的重要，也是非常的一个丰盛的田。
This is a very good piece of land, probably.
Yeah.但这个沙马做什么呢？他就站在红豆田当中。
But what did Shama do? He just stand in the midst of this land.
然后这些仇敌呢，不断的涌过来要打他，要占据这个红豆田。
And then the enemy come want to take over this land.
他真的就是站在那边呢，保守了这片的产业。
But he just stood in the midst of this ground and defended it.
所以弟兄姊妹，有时候我们说我们要为主站住。
So sometimes we say we want to stand for the Lord.
对，没有错，这个沙马他站住。
Yes, Shama, he stands.
但你发现哦，在站住的同时呢，他有一个果效。
But at the same time, there is fruit from that standing.
他把那个红豆田呢，整个就保住了。
Because he protected that ground of lentil.
意思是说，这不仅他个人，他这个人站住。
not only he stood up individually,
然后同时因着他站住呢，他保全了神的产业。
But because of his stance, he protected God's land.
所以这些勇士啊，这些弟兄们呢，他们得胜。
And so these mighty men, they are victorious.
不是只是为着自己。
And not for themselves.
也不是为着当英雄。
And not because they want to be heroes.
然后乃是神能够借着这些勇士得胜者呢，叫神的百姓大获全胜。
But through them, the people would gain the victory too.
所以我们我记得我上班，我们做电脑天天要坐着。
You know, for us who are in the computer field, we're just sitting down the whole day.
但其实我们明明知道这个常常坐着对身体不太好。
We know that just sitting the whole day is not good for your body.
所以公司就补贴呢，叫我们买那个叫 Fitbit， 叫那个计算你走几步的那种东西。
So the company subsidized us to buy the Fitbit.
我想说，哎呀，很便宜，就买一个吧。
And so, because it's cheap, so I bought one for myself.
哎，果然就开始走了。
And so I start walking.
那不久之后呢，那个我的皮肤就过敏。
And then I got an allergic reaction from wearing it.
然后过敏之后拆下来，那又坐下来。
And so I took it off, and now I'm sitting all day again.
那结果去参加西安聚会前一天呢，我就开始背痛。
And so before I went to WCCC, I had back pain.
我想回来不行，这个因为我们这个公司这个桌子可以升高。
But you know, our desk in our office, it can be raised up.
所以你可以站着上班。
So you can be standing while working.
所以回来之后就鼓励自己了，要站着上班。
And so I encourage myself to stand while working.
所以我在公司也有坐行站。
So I have sit walk stand in the office.
不过我们现在看那个圣经里面的坐行站。
So now we'll look at the sit walk stand referred to in the Bible.
对，希望我能够一直的站住。
Hope that can keep on standing.
那个以弗所书。
So let's turn to Ephesians.
以弗所书第二章。
Ephesians 2.
第六节。
6.
他又叫我们，我看。以弗所书第二章六跟七。
6 and 7.
他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。
And he and raised us 六跟七嘛。
六跟七。
And has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace.In His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus.
也就是说，这个以弗所书二章第六节，他说与基督一同复活，一同坐在天上，这是坐。
So we are raised up with Christ and made to sit together with Christ.
然后到了第四章跟第五章呢
？And then in chapter 4 and 5,
你就会看到很多的行。
Then you will see a lot of walking.
至少有五次。
Probably 5 times.
第四章第一节。
So for example, chapter 4, verse 1.
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召，行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。
I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called.
第四章十七节。
And then 17.
所以我说，且在主里确实的说，你们行事不要再向外邦人存虚妄的心行事。
This I say therefore and testify in the Lord that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind.
这边中文的行事为人就行事就是 walk 就是行走。
So in the English it says walk, but in Chinese it's using another word.
第五章第二节。
5:2.
我就念一句话，也要凭爱心行事。
And walk in love.
对。然后第五章第八节
，verse 8
后面哈，没关系。第八节，从前你们是暧昧的，但如今在主里面是光明的，行事为人就当像光明的子女。
So walk as children of light.
对。然后第五章十五节，你们要谨慎行事。
15. Walk circumspectly, not as fools. but as wife.
Okay, 所以这边是行。
So again, you see it's walk.
然后到了第六章的末了。
And then at the end of chapter 6,
第六章第十节他这样说，我还有末了的话，你们要以靠着主依赖他的大能大力做刚强的人。
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
然后十三跟十四。
Then 13 and 14.
所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。所以要站稳了，用到后面我就不念，所以要站稳。
Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Then stand therefore.
对，所以这个以弗所书呢，你可以用我们的在当中的学习哈，跟追求，可以用做、行、站三个字做表达。
So in our pursuit and learning, we can use these three words to represent sit, and it's sit, walk, and stand.
所以这个做到底是什么意义？
What does sit mean?
我刚刚也提到，就是这边也讲说与耶稣基督复活一同坐在天上，坐在天上。
So it says to be raised up together with Christ and made to sit together with Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你知道你已经坐在天上吗？
Do you know that you are in the heavenly places with Christ?
大家坐就坐在地上怎么？不是坐在椅子上怎么？坐在天上。
Well, isn't it like you're sitting on a chair here?
所以弟兄，然后那个约瑟巴设，那个人他怎么知道耶和华是他们军队的元帅呢？
So how does Joseph Bathsheba know that the Lord is the captain of the host?
这个就跟属灵的看见有关系。
This is related to his spiritual seeing.
所以我们在里面有一个看见，说我们今天跟主呢，好像就是坐在他的天上，跟他一同坐在天上。
So our inner eye can see that we're seated with Christ in the heavenly places.
然后主开这个约瑟巴设的眼睛。
The Lord opened Joseph Bathsheba's eye.
虽然我在那边出力在打仗。
Even though he's the one who's as if using his strength and fighting.
但他深深知道那位看不见的耶和华才是真正的元帅。
But he really knows the one you cannot see, the Lord, he is the captain of the host.
然后我们也能够看见说主耶稣现在坐在天上，一切的权柄都在他的手中。
And we can see that the Lord who is seated up there, he has all the authority.
他是那位复活的主，是父神已经高举的那位主。
He is the resurrected one and be raised up by the Father.
所以其实我们也常交通啊，这个有看见跟没有看见是有差别的。
So we always said that if you really see and if you haven't seen, that's a great difference.
我们知道，我们常用就我们信主这个例子就一样，就是这个信主呢就是一个例子。
So we use our when we first believe as an example.
比如说，当一个朋友他知道耶稣基督是救主，跟他心中深深的看见耶稣基督是救主，这是不同的。
So, for example, a friend who knows that Jesus Christ is the Savior versus when he sees in his heart that Jesus is indeed the Savior, those two things are different.
对，所以他可以听说，甚至他也可以讲说耶稣基督怎么样宝血洗净人的罪，他可以讲一篇道理。
Or he can even speak as if like a sermon about how Jesus is the Savior.
但是这个不能救他。
But doing that cannot save them.
那也许有一位对不起啊，就假设有一位农村妇女。
Now let's say there is a village woman.
那可能这个听的时候呢，也搞不太清楚救恩的来龙去脉。
And this woman maybe couldn't really understand fully how one gets saved.
但是她就是看见她有罪。
But she really sees that she is sinful.
她看见那位神，那位耶稣呢，已经为她而死。
And that the Lord Jesus has already died for her.
所以他就接受，他就得救了。
And then she received this and is saved.
你知道光这一点呢，看见跟没有看见是永生跟永死的差别。
And this seeing or not seeing determines whether you're saved or you're eternally perishing.
那弟兄姊妹，我们每个周日在每个主日在这边播饼。
So every week we come here and break bread.
这个擘饼是神所立的约。
This breaking of bread is the covenant that the Lord has set.
然后你可能听弟兄们交通说，神所立的约就一定永定，是不动摇的。
And maybe you heard brothers saying that this covenant is always sure.
对，你好像哎呀，我知道主耶稣跟我立约，然后他的约不改变，就知道而已。
And maybe you said, oh yeah, I know that the Lord has a covenant with us and it will not change.
但是有没有我们跟大卫一样呢？里面真的摸着说，主立的约呢，他说了就算话。
But are we like David that inside our heart we said, yes, this covenant because the Lord said so, so it's going to stand.
然后这个不改变的约呢，就在他心里面放进一个极大的稳固的确据。
And this unchanging covenant is a sure thing that he has shown us.
他深深知道神是不改变的那一位。
And knows that God will not change.
然后这个看见呢，可以影响他的生活。
And this seeing will affect his life.
能够保守他在软弱当中，还能够好像有点摇动，但是能够回到他稳固的根基里。
And during difficult times, even though he's kind of weak and almost wanting to fall, this can still assure him and make him stand.
对，有时候我们知道神是爱，神爱人，对不对？神爱世人。
Sometimes we say God loves the world. We know that.
我们好像哎呀，知道，当然哪个基督徒都不敢不知道了，就是神爱人。
Of course, all Christians know that God loves man.
但我们到底有什么哪一次，好像神的爱真的摸到我们的心里面
？But when has His love really touched us?
我们突然明白呢。有一位竟然为我这个根本不配的人而死。
All of a sudden, we realize that this one has died for me, who's so undeserving.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个做好，也就是说，圣经上这些神的一切的真理。
So this set shows all of God's truth.
我们必须用眼睛被打开，能够亲自的，就是从里面呢，好像深深的去摸到这个真理。
And all our eyes have to be open that we can touch this truth.
这是我们要追求的。
And we have to pursue this.
对，但有人这样，可能有人会这样想哈。
Maybe some will think like so.
对，我里面能不能看见，就是耶稣主要开我的眼睛呢？
Well, whether I see or not, it depends on if the Lord opens my eyes.
保罗也祷告，对不对？
And Paul.Had the same prayer.
我不念以弗所书第一章，他说，照让那个赐人智慧与启示灵照明你们心中的眼睛。
Is that the spirit of wisdom and revelation will open your eyes?
所以当他把那个神很高的旨意启示出来以后
，So when he revealed the highest revelation of the Lord,
他自己也知道，我不是写几句话白纸黑字，好像给这些以弗所的弟兄姊妹，他们就突然都明白，也不是。
He understood that it's not that because he wrote this down and show it to the Ephesians, they will immediately understand.
但是保罗自己是里面是看见，是摸到。
But in him, he has seen inside.
所以他为他们祷告。
And so he prayed for them.
希望他们的眼睛被打开，他们也能够看见神的旨意跟福气是何等的浩大。
And so he said that their eyes of understanding will be enlightened and they may know.
所以有人就说，哎呀，这个主啊，你没开我眼睛，反正我也没看到。
So some people might say, well, the Lord has not opened my eyes, so of course I cannot see.
对，我没看到都是你的问题。
And I don't see because it's your problem, Lord.
但是弟兄姊妹要记得，我们人还是有自己的这方面的责任。
But we need to realize that we have responsibility too.
所以彭弟兄在西岸聚会强调一点。
And so Brother Peng, he highlighted this.
为什么保罗跟大卫一生当中好像一直能够看见主？
Why is it that Paul and David can continue to see the Lord in their life?
为什么他们对主耶稣的认识好像越来越多，越来越丰富？
Why does their knowledge of the Lord increase and become more full?
所以当他们有一些特点，比如说他们对主的是一个单纯的心。
Yes, they have a simple heart towards the Lord.
然后大卫他能够我提过了，就大卫能够受任何人的指正。
And David is willing to take correction from anyone.
然后他接受神所安排的每一个环境。
And he accepts all the circumstances arranged by the Lord.
当他有这样一个心的时候，神就一直不再让他眼睛打开，能够认识神。
And when he has this heart, then the Lord can keep on opening his eyes and that he can continue to know the Lord.
好，这个是坐。
Now this is sitting.
然后还有一个叫做行。
Now the second one is walk.
所以有人说啊，这个以弗所书前面哇，这个好高的启示跟道理。
We see in Ephesians there's a high revelation at the beginning.
然后到了四五章的时候呢
，And then in chapter 4 and 5，
啊，他就突然说，哎，你们要说实话，要诚实嘛。
And then it talks about being honest.
啊，生气也不要犯罪。
You cannot sin while being angry.
然后要爱惜光阴。
You have to redeem the time.
不要喝醉酒。
You cannot be drunk.
然后妻子跟丈夫要怎么这个关系要。怎么样是好的
And what's the right relationship between husband and wife?
哎，所以有人就说，哎呀，好像一下从天上掉到地上。
Some people say, oh, you kind of drop from heavenly to earthly.
但弟兄姊妹，这个保罗是有用意的。
But Paul has the purpose here.
他的意思是说，虽然这个心意是非常的浩大，好像是宇宙性的。
He's saying that although this purpose is universal and high,
但是跟我们平日的日常生活是息息相关的。
But it's related to our daily life.
我们要在日常生活呢，能够行出，并且活出这个神所要我们行的旨意。
It's in our daily life that we can walk out and act out God's purpose.
所以这个行呢，着重在我们的经历跟活出。
So this walking.It's about our experience and our living.
但这个关键是在第四章的第22跟23节。
And the key here is chapter 4, verse 22 and 23.
对，一方面我们要学基督。
On one hand, we need to learn of Christ.
但是我们要脱去我们身上的旧人。
But we need to put off the old man.
然后穿上新人。
And put on the new man.
所以这是我们常强调，我们是一批新造的人。
Because we are a new creation.
如果我们要能够行走在这个地上的话，必须要用主的生命来活出来。
To walk on this earth, we need to live out God's Christ life.
我们没有办法用我们的旧人去用行为去勉强出来。
We cannot use our old man and put on outward action and force it.
以前那个伯弟兄有提过一个事情。
Our brother Bor has mentioned one thing.
他说有一个国内来的姊妹信主了。
There was a sister from China and she believed in the Lord after coming here.
所以我不晓得，可能我猜想姊妹可能是完美主义者。
This sister I think is a perfectionist.
所以当她那个读到马太福音五六七章。
When she read Matthew 5, 6, and 7.
然后她说，哎呀，这些道理真是太好了。
She said, wow, these are great teaching.
那打了这边，然后另外给他打。
To turn the other cheek after you've been hit on one cheek.
他就说啊，基督徒呢，他怎么说？他说基督徒呢，要遵守主的命令。
And because Christians have to keep God's commandments.
然后也许我想伯弟兄交通说，这个是这个很难守啊。
And Brother Bor said, "This is very hard to keep."
那姊妹说，怎么可以不守命令呢？这个神的命令，我们就当然要守住了。
And the sister said, "Well, it's God's commandment. Of course, we need to keep it."
啊，那没办法，那你就那就请回家好好守住。
And so, yeah, you just have to do it, at, you know, in your daily life.
然后结果过了一个月回来之后，她跟我们弟兄交通。
So after a month, she came back and shared with our brother.
她说伯弟兄啊，我好累啊。
He said, oh, Brother Bor, I'm so tired.
每天要竭力的要守住这些东西。
I have to force myself to keep all these things.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个行，坐行站这个行哈，不是这种行。
So the walk here is not this kind of walking.
乃是我们在主的生命，叫我们能够自然的能够活出来。
It is because we have his life and we live that life out.
我根据有些弟兄姊妹 最近听我讲这个事情。
So maybe some brothers and sisters have heard me speaking on this.
我实在非常深刻的一个感觉啊。
I have a deep feeling about this.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们在行这件事情上面，神没有在我们身上做真实的改变的话
，If in our walk the Lord does not do real change within,
你慢慢会觉得基督徒的生活很这个行走很 boring.
Then you will discover
很无聊
as if this walk of Christian is so boring.
你会没有力量走下去的
And you will not have strength to continue.
如果我们每一次祷告都是说都像拜拜一样
If when we come to the Lord and pray and we're just like asking idol,
然后有困难主啊你赶快解决
Oh, we have problem, Lord, you have to fix this.
不，注意啊，祷告还是要祷告的。
Well, I'm not saying we should not pray. We still have to pray.
但是你那个祷告的时候，你那个心态就是拜拜。
But then, what's our attitude? Maybe our attitude is like, you know, praying to idols.
对，所以好像你好像讲那个事情你要解决，然后我们看你灵不灵。
We have this problem. We want you to solve it. We want to see if you work on it or not.
对，有时候神怜悯他解决了。
Maybe the Lord in His mercy solved our problem.
那有时候可能照着神的旨意，他不要这样的成就。
But then sometimes, according to His purpose, He's not going to do it.
不管如何，结果我这个人一点的变化都没有。
But then either way, this person does not change.
弟兄姊妹，我们就永远像那个旧人一样，很旧。
Then we will be just being the old man, being very aged.
很陈旧，很疲乏，根本走不动。
Old and tired and cannot walk.
但如果在各样的生活当中，你发现神是真的，他在我里面真的把那个属天的平安给我。
But then, if you realize that God is real and He gives me real peace,
他真的让我经历，哎呀，过去某某人这样刺激我
and then he made me experience that in the past this person provoked me
然后我里面真是充气像气球一样
and my anger just rise up like a balloon
哎，结果因着主的这个生命在我里面活出来
but then because of Christ's life in me lived out
所以我们能够爱那些刺激我们的人
then I can love those who provoke me
我们回头一看
Then we look back.
哇，这个主耶稣是真的。
We say, "Oh, the Lord is real."
他里面在我的生命是活的。
His life in me is alive.
你发现你的行走就越来越有力量。
Then your walk becomes more strength. With more strength.
对主的信心就越来越坚固。
And then your faith is more strong.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们一定要求主让我们这个人有改变。
So we need to ask the Lord that this person will have real change.
然后最后好是这个第六章后面。
And then at the end of chapter 6.
在仇敌的各样的攻击底下。
So in the midst of all the attacks of the evil one.
我们要靠着主能够站立得住。
That we can stand because of the Lord.
不仅能够站立得住，还能够站立得稳。
Not only we stand, but stand firmly.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个有时候我们平常没有这种感觉。
Maybe we don't have this sense.
但是其实，在我们不知道的时候，其实仇敌已经借着各样的事情，叫我们这个人好好的远离主。
But actually, the enemy is using everything to make us far from the Lord.
Okay, 他可以叫我们冷淡。
He wants us to be cold towards the Lord.
对，他可以用比较环境的困难来压迫这个人。
He uses difficulty of circumstance to weigh us down.
他可以要你用那个什么世界的吸引啊，世界的吸引。
Use the attractions of the world.
他可以用我们里面的肉体。
Use our flesh.
反正不管怎么样呢，他就叫我们这个人跟神远离。
No matter what, he's using everything to make us far from the Lord.
我在不同的机会听过，前面孙弟兄还有一个叫李牧胜弟兄的交通。
I heard Brother Sun and Li Mu Sheng's sharing.
他们都碰过一个人。
Both of them met a person.
然后那个弟兄呢，三十远离主都是三十年。
And that the brother who they met left the Lord for 30 years.
然后经过三十年这个冷淡没有改变。
Through 30 years of coldness and no change.
然后之后神有一个很大的怜悯，把这个人挽回过来。
Then the Lord in His great mercy restored this brother.
所以弟兄们碰到这样一个情况，一方面谢谢主能够把他们恢复过来。
Yes, indeed, we're very thankful the Lord restored such a brother.
一方面很可惜，因为三十年已经很难再补回来了。
But then it's also a painful thing to realize that 30 years were lost and it's hard to redeem that back.
所以我们弟兄弟兄常说啊，这个仇敌呢，你如果你还没信主呢，就是叫你不信主。
Andrew said that the enemy do this. When you are not a believer, he wants you not to believe.
当你信主之后呢，就是叫你不爱主。
And then after you believe, he tells you not to love the Lord.
好，我后面有一些的那个 illustration， 有一些的例子啊。
I have some illustrations for us.
弟兄姊妹，那个我们都信主了，对不对？
Brothers and sisters, we are all believers.
你有没有想过啊，我们信耶稣然后跟人承认信主这件事情需要站住吗？
Do you see believing in the Lord Jesus and admitting to people saying that we believe, do you think you need to make a stand on this?
这边有个座哈。
There's a sitting.
就当你的心中眼睛被打开，知道耶稣是救主。
When in your heart you know that the Lord is our Savior.
然后你接受了。
And then you received it.
然后你就开始行走的时候，你就是碰到人的时候，你就承认说我是基督徒。
And then in your walk, when you meet others, you admit to them, yes, I'm a Christian.
所以跟我们的父母亲、母亲、兄弟姐妹，跟我们的 roommate， 跟我们这个好朋友，告诉他们说我信主了。
To our parents, our brothers and sisters, our friends, we say to them, yes, I believe in the Lord Jesus.
这个叫做行。
This is walk.
但是如果在一些的情况里面你有压力有逼迫，你还能够承认吗？
But then when you're under persecution, can you still admit that you are a Christian?
当你承认的时候那个叫做站。
When you do that, then you're standing.
我记得我第一次参加夏令会。
When I first joined the retreat.
有些人 还没出生吧。
Maybe some of you are not even born yet.
有位弟兄叫做魏建章弟兄来。
Brother Wei came and shared.
然后他我们聚完会之后呢，大家去那天去 Old Country Buffet 吃饭。
After the meeting, we all went to Old Country Buffet.
然后好多人啊，这个排成桌子排成一长一长条。
There were a lot of people. You know, the table was very long.
然后我们这边弟兄就请魏弟兄谢饭祷告。
And then our brother asked Brother Wei to say grace.
在 Old Country Buffet 哦。
And this is in Old Country Buffet.
然后我就看到我们弟兄突然站起来。
And then Brother Wei stood up.
然后旁边其他杂七杂八人，他就开始谢饭祷告。
Well, there are so many people there, but he just started thanking the Lord.
哎呀，我看了还挺感动的。
I was very moved at that time.
所以好像过了一阵子之后呢。
Then after a while,
有一次我们一批年轻弟兄姊妹跑去 Old Country Buffet 吃饭。
We younger brothers and sisters also went to Old Country Buffet.
对，不晓得那天为什么是我祷告。
I don't know why, but that day I was the one who was to pray.
对，我也站起来。
And I stood up too.
站起来祷告。
And stood up and give the thanksgiving.
不，这是小例子，但弟兄姊妹在那个第就是初期教会的时候。
In the early days, in the early church,
有一个弟兄叫做波吕甲 Polycarp.
There's a brother named Polycarp.
对，波吕甲这位弟兄，就他活到86岁。
This brother lived to 80 years of age.
所以他在那个士美拿教会做监督，做长老。
He was an elder in the church of Smyrna.
所以在那个第二世纪和第三世纪的时候，基督徒对罗马帝国有 很长的时间的一个大的逼迫。
There was great persecution by Christian from the Roman Empire during the second and the third century.
所以那个时候，因为他是带头的。
And because he was a leader at that time.
所以他就是被要被抓的。
So he was gonna be imprisoned.
对，刚开始的时候，他那个神好像引导他能够逃过这些追捕。
At the beginning, the Lord was able to keep him. He was able to hide from all this.
有一天，他那个睡觉做了一个梦。
One day he dreamt a dream.
梦见他睡的床呢烧了火。
He dreamt that his bed caught fire.
他里面突然明白说，嗯，他可能离世的时候到了。
Then he realized, most likely, his days is numbered.
差不多同个时间，就是那批追捕他人就找到他。
And those who want to catch him found him.
这次他没有特别要逃。
This time he didn't run away.
他跟这些追捕人说，请让我给我一些时间，我有点祷告。
So he told these people that give me some time to pray.
啊，这些人看着这个八十六岁的老先生，心中也很不忍啊。
So they saw this person of 86 years old. They were compassionate towards him.
所以他让他祷告了一个钟头。
So they let him pray for an hour.
当他抓到那个官府那边去的时候。
So when they brought him before the magistrate.
哇，要判他死罪的人看了也很不忍嘛。
The one to convict him was also his heart was also softened, don't want to do it.
他一直劝他说，你只要嘴巴说一下你不信耶稣，我就马上放你。
And he said, all you need to do is say that you don't want to believe in Jesus and I'm going to let you go.
你只要说一下就好了。
Just say that.
那他波利甲就说啊，86年来呢，我所信的主从来没有亏待我。
And this brother said, 86 years, the Lord has never lacked towards me.
对，我怎么可以不认他呢？
How can I deny him now?
所以他就在直接活生生在那个火堆当中就被烧死。
And so he was burned alive.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做战。
And this is standing.
不容易。
It's not easy for us.
我把时光跳到16世纪初期啊。
When we turn the time to the 16th century,
很有名的马丁路德。
We know Martin Luther.
我们今天知道我们信耶稣是因信称义。
Today we know that when we believe, it's by faith.
啊，太简单了！这个真理一来，我因信称义，我得救了。
So by faith we're justified. So this seems to be a very easy thing for us.
然后我们传福音的时候也告诉朋友们，我们是因着信，不是因着行为。
And we tell our friends that you're being saved is not by your works, but by faith.
但这个最基本简单的真理曾经被遗失过上千年。
But this basic truth was covered for thousands of years.
所以马丁路德这个是聪明人。
Now, Martin Luther is a bright person.
他在21岁的时候就已经拿了文学硕士。
So, at the age of 21, he already had a master's degree in literature.
然后拿了哲学博士。
And a PhD in philosophy.
然后开始在大学教书。
And he was a professor in the college.
但是他里面有一个，还是有一个对神的一个渴慕。
But he has a desire for the Lord.
他想要在神面前做一个圣洁的人。
He wants to be a holy person before God.
所以到了一个情况之后，他说，我现在我真是想不要犯罪啊。
And so he said, I do not want to sin.
有一天我如果离开世界面对神的话，我希望是圣洁的去见神啊。
I want that one day when I am face to face with the Lord, I'm holy.
所以他决定说，我要把这一切全部抛下了，我要到修道院里面好好的苦修。
So I want to give up everything. I want to enter the monastery and suffer there.
所以这个是那个时候就是罗马天主教给人的观念。
At that time, that's the teaching and perspective that the Roman Catholic Church gives to people.
因行为称义，不是因信称义。
That you are saved by your works.
但是他在苦修的过程当中，他是修道院里面最用功、最苦的一个人。
So he was the one who suffered most and most diligent in the
monastery. 到了一个程度，他说为什么我还在犯罪？我里面还有这些污秽的思想。
And then he said, "Why am I still sinning? I have all these evil thoughts in me."
所以感谢主，但是他拼命读圣经。
But then he kept reading the Bible.
然后他对主有个爱慕。
And he has a desire, a love for the Lord.
所以那个因信称义那句话呢，就好像那个打雷一样，那个响在他的心里面。
And so the justification by faith, kind of like a lightning and thunder, came to him.
那经过一些的追寻之后，他突然眼睛打开了。
Through searching, his eyes were open.
他说，信耶稣不是像我以前那个样子。
Then he realized that believing in the Lord Jesus is not like what I did before.
所以他看见那是坐。
When he saw that is sitting.
然后当他开始脱离这个观念，这个靠着苦修的这个是行。
When he gave up this wrong perspective, that's walking.
对他到处告诉人是人。信耶稣是因着信。
So he went around telling people that you can have Jesus by faith.
以前以为说不能结婚，后来发现可以结婚。
And then he also realized that celibacy is wrong, that you can get married.
所以他就开始实行他所看见的，叫做行。
And so he did what he saw, and this is walking.
但是那时候这个历史有点复杂，讲不完了。但当时，所以他。所看见的跟罗马天主教是抵触的。
But at that time, what he saw was so different and contrary to the Roman Catholic Church.
所以在那个天主教那边呢，就有许多的这个逼迫，然后他有许多时候是生命的危险。
And so there were persecutions, and also his life was endangered.
他有退让吗？
Now, did he retreat from this?
他说。就算我的命摆上的话呢，他说因信称义这件事情，他没有办法退让。
He said that even if his life has to be given up, he cannot give up justification by faith.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天以为好简单的一些事情。
So things that we take for granted and seems easy for us today.
过去的弟兄姊妹们，他们为主站住的时候呢，是付了很大的代价。
The brothers and sisters in the past.For them to stand for this, they paid a great price.
我跳过一些例子，但是我以前有的听过，我以前听过一位吴和熙弟兄讲的一个故事。
I heard a story from Brother Hosea.
后来江弟兄讲到。后面部分的时候，我就把两个事情合在一起。
And then Brother Kong also added to it, and so I put those two together.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天在这边一同的聚会。
Today we're here gathered together.
我们盼望有机会能够见证，我们是真实的，是基督的身体在这边运作的。
We want to testify that we are the body of Christ, and we're working this out here.
在这边，我们的头呢是我们的主。
And our head is the Lord Jesus.
他在我们每个人身上有一切的权柄。
He has absolute authority in each one of us.
然后每个弟兄姊妹都是祭司。
And each one of us are priests.
都要学习服事。
We all want to learn to serve Him.
在那个我们弟兄原本讲的事情是跟那个英国的史百克弟兄有关系。
Our brother was talking about something that Brother Spark spoke of.
是这样子啊，在1950年代的时候
，In the 1950s，
吴和熙弟兄跟他的太太、他姊妹呢，来到明尼苏达念书。
Brother Hosea and his wife Ellen came to the U.S. to Minnesota to study.
他们那时候已经信主了。
At that time, they were already believers.
然后他们对主也在追求。
And they were pursuing the Lord.
但有一件事情有他们不太明白的。
But one thing that they was not clear about.
为什么那个史百克弟兄在 Minnesota 是一个有争议性的人物？ Controversial 的一个 person.
Oh, they don't understand why Brother Spark was a controversial person here in Minnesota.
记得那个史百克是在英国，跟 Minnesota 没有太直接关系，他在英国。
We know that Brother Spark is in England. He has no direct relation to Minnesota.
对，问 有一次他们去那个downtown Minneapolis， 就是那个 Minneapolis 那个市中心的一个书店，基督徒的书店去找书。
One time they went to downtown Minneapolis to a Christian bookstore to look for books.
然后找来找去，哎，居然没有史百克弟兄的书。
But then they cannot find books written by Brother Sparks.
然后那个书店的那个主人就跟他们说，哦，你要找史百克弟兄的书的话，我带你偷偷到后面有一些隐藏的抽屉里面，在那边。
And the owner said, if you're interested in Brother Sparks' book, I can go to the back room because they're, you know, they're hidden there.
所以因着这个缘故呢，他就听到说，1940年代的时候，在明尼苏达发生过一些事情。
And because of this, he heard that there was something that happened in 1940s in Minnesota.
那时候有个弟兄叫 Milton Lin。
There was a brother called Milton Lin.
他是一个聚会的一个牧师。
He's a pastor of a congregation.
他的影响力是全 Minnesota。
And he has great influence in the state of Minnesota.
所以他有恩赐可以讲，可以这个传讲神的信息。
He's very gifted and he can preach God's word.
大家都非常的尊重他。
So everybody respected him.
所以他就过就这样子。在这个情况里，就在一个我不晓得他是在哪个宗派、哪个公会里面当牧师服侍主。
I do not know what denomination he belongs to, but he was a pastor.
所以呢，当他有机会呢接触到史百克弟兄送出来的一些杂志
，When he was able to read some of the newsletters by Brother Sparks,
他读了
，He read this.
他突然有个感觉
，And then he realized.
他说：“难道在这个地上真的有可能有这么属灵的人吗
？”Said, is it possible there's such a spiritual man here on earth？
有没有可能真的有可能有人对神的认识真是这么深刻吗
？Is there really anyone who has such deep knowledge of the Lord？
对，这是他看完那个杂志之后他的一个感觉。
This is what he felt after he read those newsletters。
就他就读，然后也在主面前寻求。
And then he himself seek before the Lord.
他就写了一封信给史百克弟兄。
And then he wrote a letter to Brother Sparks.
史百克弟兄就邀请他到英国去交通。
And then Brother Sparks invited him to England to have fellowship.
他去那边大概两周的时间。
So he went there for about 2 weeks.
回来之后发生什么事呢
？And after he came back, this is what happened.
他立刻把他的牧师职位辞掉。
Immediately, he resigned from his pastorage.
所以弟兄姊妹，他好像看见了一些事情。
So he saw something.
然后他跟史百克弟兄交通之后
，And after fellowshipping with Brother Sparks,
他说神借着我们的弟兄呢，确认了我之前的看见。
He said that the Lord through Brother Sparks confirmed what he himself saw.
当然我们今天有这样的一个认识哈。
Today we have this knowing.
那个基督的身体是不能分开的。
That the body of Christ cannot be separated or divided.
所以宗派呢，就是说每一个你必须要在这个宗派当中，才是这个宗派当中的会员。
In denomination, they feel that you have to be in this denomination and you have to be a member of this denomination.
所以从这个角度来看，我们觉得宗派是把基督的身体分开了。
So in that way, the denomination kind of divided God's, divided the body of Christ.
然后在基督身体里面，每个弟兄姊妹都应该是祭司，直接跟主要有直接的关系。
Now each brother and sister has to be priest before the Lord and have direct relationship with the Lord.
但虽然有不少的牧师是爱主的弟兄
，It is true that there are many pastors.Who love the Lord?
但是这个牧师制度呢，成为一个基督身体建立的一个很大的拦阻。
But because of this pastor system, it becomes a great hindrance in building the body.
真的是这样，弟兄姊妹就坐在那边说，哎，这个牧师讲的就对了。
Why? Because many brothers and sisters just sit there and say, okay, whatever the pastor say, that's correct, that's fine.
那件事情或是传福音，那牧师去做就对了。
And if there is need to preach the gospel, only the pastor will do it.
对，有时候牧师自己也这么感觉。
And sometimes the pastor feels the same way.
我只简单讲，但是我觉得 Milton Lin 这个弟兄应该是看见的更多。
I feel that Brother Milton Lin saw even more.
他看见之后，竟然把他的这个职位辞职了。
Because he was willing to resign from his pastorate.
这个叫做行。
That's walk.
然后他做了这个事情之后，明尼苏达这个州很受震动。
And after he did this, there was a great shaking here in Minnesota.
他们以为他发疯了。
They thought he must be crazy.
你现在这么受大家敬重，这么有地位，大家又很爱戴你的这个交通，你为什么要辞职啊？
You are so respected. Everybody loves what you said. And why would you resign?
他们一直劝他。
So they kept encouraging him.
他说你辞职了，你根本没有收入啊，你没有一技之长啊，只是牧师。没有一技之长，你没有收入啊，你家里怎么生活？你还有小孩啊。
You cannot resign. You don't. How can you make a living? You have no other skills, and you have kids in your family.
那弟兄姊妹，我们弟兄他看见他没有办法回去了。
But our brother saw, and he cannot go back.
所以听说在明尼苏达冬天，不是听说明尼苏达冬天很冷。
Well, we know Minnesota winter is very harsh.
所以他们在一个很艰苦没有收入的情况底下，
so given that they don't have income during that time， yeah，
所以有时候有一些弟兄，可能神借着一些弟兄姊妹很奇妙的供应他们一些吃的，
but through brothers and sisters the Lord provided them food。
那时候可能是要烧木材还是煤，有时候有人就是给他们一些木材，
and then people also gave them firewood。
所以他们就这个叫赞助。
And to me, that is standing.
所以后来他怕影响明尼苏达。
And then later on, because he didn't want to negatively influence Minnesota.
所以他就搬到纽约去当一个那个修车工人。
So he moved to New York and became a mechanic.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天聚会好像很容易。
Today, when we gather together, it seems very easy.
但有些弟兄姊妹他们看见这个事情的时候，他们要付出很大的代价来赞助。
But then to some brothers and sisters, when they saw this, they have to pay a great price to stand.
对，我们弟兄后来怎么样，我不太清楚，没有提到。
I don't know what happened to our brother.
他后来去世以后呢，江弟兄到了纽约。
But after he passed away, Brother Kong was in New York.
江弟兄认识那个他的姊妹 Mrs. Lin.
But Brother Kong knew Mrs. Lin personally.
所以当江兄在那边开工，有开始有一个聚会的时候呢，那 Mrs. Lin 是在那边的。
And Mrs. Lin gathered with them when Brother Kong has a meeting in New York.
好，我想弟兄姊妹，我今天想要表达的，我这个很多例子但来不及讲。
There's still so many illustrations. I don't have time to mention them.
但我鼓励弟兄姊妹哈，我们在跟随主的时候呢，记得哈，有一个叫做坐。
But let us remember that there is such a thing as sit.
我们愿意主用那个真理呢，圣经上的道理呢，是碰到我们的心。
We want the truth in the Bible to touch our heart.
然后我们摸着之后呢，我们就在生活当中实际的去操练。
And when we touch them, we want to exercise them in our lives.
然后当有一些压力跟难处的时候，弟兄姊妹，我们要为着我们所看见的能够站住。
And when pressure and difficulty comes, we have to stand for what we have seen.
我愿意说，借着这样子的学习呢，我们能够成为一批的勇士。
And through this learning, we can be a group like the mighty man of David.
在坐行站当中呢，能够迎接神的国度，主的国度来到。
That through sit.Walk, stand, we can hasten the coming of His kingdom.
我们有点祷告。
So let's pray.
主耶稣，我们实在感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主啊，你借着这个勇士的图画。
Through this picture of the mighty men of David.
主啊，继续鼓励我们，主啊，我们有个心智，要做个得胜者。
To encourage us that we have a desire to be overcomers.
不是什么超人，也不是什么英雄。
It's not to be heroes or to be above others.
主啊，乃是我们能够柔软，能够碰触到你的自己。
That we'll be soft and flexible and touch yourself.
我们能够跟随你在这地上活出你的生命。
That we will live out your life on earth.
能够在仇敌的攻击底下 主啊，我们能够持守得住。
In the midst of the attack of the enemy, we will stand.
我们实在是祷告。
We really pray, Lord.
主啊，我们能够这样子一直走，走到见你面的那日。
That we can continue to walk until we see you that day.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
This we pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.